This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Right to bear arms shall not be infringed. Not be infringed. Not be infringed. Not be infringed. Shall not be infringed. Here comes the nation's Second Amendment watchdog. Stand back, gun grabbers, and welcome to the House of Pain. Brought to you by Frog Loop. Performance made in the USA. This is Lock and Load with Bill Brady.
All right, good evening. Coming to you live from the Frog Lube Performance Made in the USA studio, this is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-807-4048. Ben, are you hearing a blowing sound? Good. That's good. Well, I mean, my studio is shut off from the rest of the house, so when I'm doing the show, it's sort of like a sauna. So I'm trying to circulate some air, but you don't hear anything. No blowing, no nothing. It's good audio coming your way. Outstanding. This portion of the show is brought to you by AmmunitionDepot.com. 27,000 square feet. 50 million rounds on hand. Outrageous depth of selection. This is Ammunition Depot. Ammunition Depot is the one place to go for all of your ammunition wants and desires. And there's something always on sale. Whether self-defense or training, Ammunition Depot will astound you with both price and selection. You don't have to take my word for it. Go to AmmunitionDepot.com. Ammunition Depot, when it really matters, lead is worth more than gold. Check them out at AmmunitionDepot.com. Now, if you watch any cable news show this week, especially MSNBC, you're going to hear that Donald Trump is a racist. There's this flap going on over this judge that's overseeing the Trump University lawsuit. The judge is of Mexican heritage, and Trump raised concerns as to whether the judge can be impartial based upon his hardline stance against illegal immigration from Mexico. I'm building a wall. I'm trying to keep business out of Mexico. He's of Mexican heritage, and he's very proud of it, and I am of where I come from, according to Trump. Is this going to be about race, is it, or judicial fairness? Regarding race, Mexican is not a race. In actuality, the federal government maintains five racial groupings: white, black, Hispanic, Asian, and American Indian Hawaiian, which seems to be the same thing, although I don't know how. And all of this is completely divorced from any anthropological or scientific understanding of race. I mean, it's just the way the American system categorizes it. Mexican is counted by the feds as part of the Hispanic racial group, as are most residents of Central and South America. Even though Mexicans racially are 60% mestizo, which are mixed Amerindian Spanish, 30% Amerindian, and 9% European in racial makeup. Trump made no mention of the judge being Hispanic or of any of the racial groups making up Mexico's population, said only of his Mexican ancestry. That may be a fine line of distinction, but it's a difference nonetheless. His concern is instead about judicial impartiality. The judge in question, Gonzalo Curiel, is a member of the La Raza Lawyers of San Diego, a group that claims it is not affiliated with the National Council of La Raza, but which lists that group strongly opposed to the Trump candidacy on its website as part of its community. Even the U.S. Supreme Court acknowledges selective justice based on race. They recently upended the death sentence of a black Georgia man convicted by an all-white jury, meaning that race or ethnicity might prevent judicial fairness. So it does exist. They acknowledge it. Everybody knows it. To be sure, he could have spoken more carefully or clearly instead of initially referring to Judge Curiel, born in the USA, as Mexican and relying on his affiliations, and is serving on a scholarship selection committee that chose an illegal alien to receive funding to attend law school. So why wouldn't Trump be concerned about the rule of law being applied fairly? Why shouldn't he be concerned about it? Because it often is not applied fairly. And he knows. He was an eyewitness to this. This past week at a San Jose rally, an unruly mob violently attacked his supporters. The mayor, while condemning violence against those exercising free speech and assembly, had his police force stand down for fear of further inciting the crowd. So, selective enforcement of the law. We'll do it sometimes, other times we won't. Any guess what would have happened if this had been a Hillary Clinton rally and Trumpsters were beating up her supporters? And in this case, the Trump supporters were blamed for the violence of the Democrats and other anti-Trump forces. The rule of law was trumped, if you will, over political concerns. Might the Trump University trial face similar selective justice and be of concern to Donald Trump as a defendant in the case? Beyond Trump, the law is frequently applied selectively, depending on politics. Compare the treatment of David Petraeus and Hillary Clinton for mishandling classified material, or the consequences for Richard Nixon lying and covering up an office break-in versus Barack Obama lying and covering up a deadly attack on a U.S. embassy, blaming it all on a video, or IRS officials using the immense power and intimidation of their agency to stifle political opponents of the current administration with no one held to account or punished. Where is the rule of law? And what about illegal immigration? Opposition to illegal immigration is not about race. It's about enforcing the law. Just like his opposition to the judge, just like Trump's opposition to this judge. If anything, illegal immigration is a post-racial problem. It's already a model of diversity given the multitude and of ethnic and racial groups migrating to America. Asian women from China entered the U.S. solely to give birth to anchor babies who were then American citizens. Hispanic adults and children illegally cross the southern border. Refugee settlement programs via Obama's executive orders bring black Muslims from Somalia to Minnesota. Are all these immigrants coming to America legally under laws passed by the people's representatives in Congress? What about sanctuary cities? 300 of them here in the U.S. where the criminal aliens are protected from deportation by local officials flouting the law. Will Hillary Clinton crack down on this lawlessness? She promises amnesty in her first 100 days, and this is much to the delight of the hashtag Never Trump movement, the Wall Street Journal, Jeb and Marco, and the Republican donor class. Rule of law, the will of the people. And yet any opposition to this lawlessness is called racist. Trump, once again, is simply echoing the perception of millions of people that Lady Justice is no longer wearing a blindfold, dispensing justice fairly and impartially. She has replaced her scales of justice with an opinion poll, weighing popular opinion and political correctness, along with a political agenda, placing a finger on the scale, weighing one side down as political whims desire. And she has replaced her sword with Sharpton's megaphone, ready to agitate and disrupt. So with repetitive monotony, big media warns that Donald Trump's hostile remarks about minorities and his unorthodox strategy have imperiled his campaign. And they've been doing this for the past year, that each of his passing remarks is the final nail in his campaign coffin, which has not proven to be true. Trump is one of few politicians willing to stand up and call out those who place politics above the law. Jake Tapper can ask him 23 times in one interview if his comments about the judge were racist. And each time he asks, Trump will gain at least 23 new supporters who realize that this entire kerfluffle is not about race, but instead about the rule of law. This has done nothing but help Trump. That's what nobody understands the dynamic of this race. None of the establishment guys do. They'll be like, well, it's the last nail in his coffin. No. No, it isn't. Too many lies, buddies. Too many lies, boys. There's been too much passed this way for it to just fade away the way you think it should, or might, or whatever you think. Jake Tapper. Al Sharpton. Pantsuit Clinton. These are all the establishment Republicans. None of them can do anything. Too late. We'll be right back. We'll be right back.
education has to be boring? Because this is SDI. With the most effective distance curriculum available, your career in firearm technology beckons. SDI offers the most complete education with local hands-on training available. SDI expands and obliterates the traditional internet-based education format, further enhancing the SDI graduate's capability and desirability as a professional gunsmith. To find out more, go to SDI.edu and get ready to launch your new career.
American made. Born out of brutal, punishing trials.
These are the weapons of Head Down.
Employing CNC billet construction, Head Down products are both investments and tools meant for a lethal trade. With a lifetime warranty and bulletproof construction, Head Down products have changed the rules concerning both value and quality.
A new standard emerges in America today.
Go to ASDFirearms.com. When these weapons enter the fight, the urge will be to keep their head down.
There's nothing more enticing and intoxicating than the finest meat cooking on an open flame. Freeze-dried meat from NewHarvest.com is U.S.-grown, 100% all-natural with no extra fillers. Just grass-fed beef and free-range chicken guaranteed to stay fresh and delicious. Add New Harvest freeze-dried meats to your current food storage. You'll buy direct from the factory, not a third party, ensuring the best price and the highest quality. See all our products at NewHarvestFoods.com. That's NewHarvestFoods.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
My computer is so slow, it's making me crazy.
I used to have that problem.
Did you quit using the computer, or did you buy a new one?
No, I called Geeks On Site. They made an appointment to visit my home and showed up the same day.
You mean they didn't ask you to bring your computer to a shop? That's what happened when I called a support company.
Geeks On Site can go to your home, or business, or even repair your computer online. They have 24/7 emergency service.
If you're having problems with your PC or Mac, call Geeks On Site. 1-800-591-1682. Our friendly certified computer repair experts are available 24/7. Call now for a free diagnosis. 1-800-591-1682. Data recovery, virus removal, and maintenance for all laptops, desktops, printers, and networks. That's Geeks On Site for friendly, certified computer repair experts available 24/7 over the phone or in your home or business. Just call 1-800-591-1682. That's 1-800-591-1682. 1-800-591-1682.
Vaping enthusiast, head to VaporPalace.com. Choose from over 150 flavors and a selection of exclusive private stock vapor liquid you won't find anywhere else. New flavors are added every month, and our customer service is unbeatable. VaporPalace.com offers 15% off all vapor liquid on Fridays, and get 10% off every order with coupon code VAPOR10 at checkout. Combine the codes on Fridays for 25% off. The ultimate destination for the vaping enthusiast, VaporPalace.com.
All right, welcome back. Coming to you live from the Frog Lube Performance Made in the USA studio, this is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-807-4048. This portion of the show is brought to you by AmmunitionDepot.com.
27,000 square feet, 50 million rounds on hand, outrageous depth of selection,
This is Ammunition Depot. Ammunition Depot is the one place to go for all of your ammunition wants and desires. And there's something always on sale. Whether self-defense or training, Ammunition Depot will astound you with both price and selection. You don't have to take my word for it. Go to AmmunitionDepot.com. Ammunition Depot, when it really matters, lead is worth more than gold.
Check them out at AmmunitionDepot.com. You know how I told you yesterday that liberals are obsessed over emotion? One of the things that is an offshoot of emotion is symbolism. Symbolism is one of those things that they just seem to want to do. And symbolism is of no use whatsoever. First of all, to demonstrate the futility of symbolism, my man Ben on the other end of the board, first thing I'm going to do is make him a knight. I dub thee Sir Osus of Liber. Now, of course, Ben is not Sir Ben because I was doing that symbolically. And him accepting it was a symbolic acceptance, didn't mean anything. And then I can turn around and damn him. I damn thee, Ben! And it doesn't matter. He's still sitting there. He's still sitting there. All the symbolism I can do, all I can conjure, means nothing at all. So, symbolism. Back in May 18th, 2016, Senator Patrick Leahy, Democrat, Vermont, ranking member of the Senate Committee on the Judiciary on the Democrat side, held an open hearing on Merrick Garland's nomination to the Supreme Court. It was one that he alluded to in the month of May. This wasn't a confirmation hearing on Obama's third appointment to the U.S. Supreme Court. Senator Charles Grassley, and the Republican from Iowa and chairman of the committee, didn't preside over the hearing, nor did he appear. No other Republican member appeared. No member of the committee, Republican or Democrat, should have appeared because Senator Grassley didn't sanction a hearing on Garland, any hearing. Yet the ranking member of the Democratic Party on the committee held a hearing anyway. He held a hearing in defiance to the will of the chairman of the committee. Which means he held a hearing in defiance of the will of the people. Because, you see, the electorate put the Republicans in charge of the Senate, whatever that means. And in defiance of this, he decided he would hold this hearing. Now, of course, this is just to show them, you know. He held the hearing in defiance of the will of the Senate Majority Leader, Mitch McConnell, Republican from Kentucky. He admitted, I can't convene a confirmation hearing. We're in the minority. The minority that he refers to, Senators Feinstein, Schumer, Blumenthal, Whitehouse, Franken, Klobuchar, Durbin, and Coons, they all pressed for Garland's nomination. Why? Why would you hold a hearing when there's nobody there to hear it? When a tree falls in the woods, is there anyone there to hear it? What did they hope to carry out? They held a hearing not to simply air personal grievances. They did so to push a personal agenda, one inconsistent with the Second Amendment to the United States Constitution. You see, Leahy and his Democratic Party, you know, stooge partners, violently opposed the right of the people to keep and bear arms. Now, understand that the Senate Committee on the Judiciary doesn't merely consider U.S. Supreme Court nominations and appellate court nominations and district court nominations. They have other important roles. They play an important role in the consideration of nominations and pending legislation. Senate Democrats on the Judiciary Committee draft legislation to obstruct the right of the people to keep and bear arms. They draft legislation to defeat the Second Amendment. Under the pretext of serving the citizenry, they hoodwink the public. The goals they aim toward do not serve Americans' sacred rights and liberties. They watch Americans' behaviors, habits, and actions to control and constrain Americans. They treat Americans like wayward children. These legislators are deceitful. They lure us in with pious words while they betray us with the worst possible betrayal of their oath. These are the betrayers of America. Not to be confused with the Republicans, who also are very largely betrayers of America. But at least the Republicans are not holding hearings that for non-existent, you know, that go nowhere. Now, this was a charade. It was a charade. Back in 2013, his strategy in 2013, according to, the New York Times, it said, the view of Mr. Leahy, a Democrat, is crucial because the work of his Judiciary Committee will be central to advancing any new gun legislation. The committee will hold hearings on potential gun legislation this month, proceeding with Mr. Obama's request to push legislation that includes a renewal of an assault weapons ban, a limit on magazine size, and universal background checks. That was before the Republicans took over the Senate. Now, Leahy didn't get the memo. You know, the memo that Obama dictated when he stood up in front of Congress and said, you know, looked at the Republicans and said, we won. Well, McConnell needs to, you know, he needs to grow up a little bit, find some things deep inside of him, stand up, get in front of Leahy and say, I'm going to have you censured. Or something. I'm going to find out the worst thing I can do to you for acting in defiance of the Senate and holding these hearings. And then I'm going to go ahead and do what the best I can to. And every one of the little band of players in there, Franken, Klobuchar, Booker, whatever his name is, Feinstein, Frankenstein, all of those, all of them need to be hit and hit hard. And that is the part that needs to be pushed. Now, when we get back, we're coming up on the next break. When we get back, we're going to look at the individual members that are involved in this hearing, this symbolic charade, and we're going to look at their egregious steps against the Second Amendment, because it's very clear what they're trying to do. They want this guy with the two last names to be the next Supreme Court justice. That makes it 5-4 in favor of what they want, which is no Second Amendment, among other things, of course. So, that's coming up next, because we need to look very hard at these guys. Now, I'm not talking about, well, yeah, they need, I'm talking about hard. This is getting serious. We'll be right back.
In a time as life situation, do you have everything you need? Dark Angel is the answer to that question. The Direct Action Response Kit has everything you need and nothing that you don't. Dark Angel removes the confusion no matter the situation. In combat or self-defense, Dark Angel Medical breaches the barrier and supplies what you need to get your teammate or loved one to the next level of medical care. To find a dealer near you, go to darkangelmedical.com. Dark Angel Medical. This is simplicity under stress.
America, hear me. You only think that you've taken all the steps for self-defense? When you call law enforcement, then what? Next, you need to call Second Call Defense. Second Call Defense is there to ensure that you receive your deserved justice. A one-of-a-kind service designed to defend the armed citizen in America from being swept away by a skewed justice system. Complete your preparation today by going to secondcalldefense.org. Now, you are ready.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Go to GCNteam.com or call 855-GCN-MALL. That's 855-426-6255. GCNteam.com or 855-426-6255. Lose weight and look great with ASAP. As slim as possible.
I'm Nick Sobolewski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shopped the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy, for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price can vary depending on your health issuing company and other factors. Not available in all states.
Today, how to incorporate your business in just 10 minutes so you won't lose everything if you get sued. Step 1, stop putting it off. If you're not incorporated and someone sues your business tomorrow, it's not just your business at risk. You can lose everything. Your home, your car, even your life savings. Step 2, call the following number for a free 10-minute incorporation guide from Incorporate.com. 1-800-941-5257. They don't provide legal or financial advice. They just make incorporating quick and easy. So you can incorporate or form an LLC in just 10 minutes. That number again is 1-800-941-5257. Step 3, congratulate yourself. By taking just 10 minutes to incorporate your business or form an LLC, you protected your home, your car, and your life savings. And that is how you incorporate your business in just 10 minutes. But hurry while they're still giving away these 10-minute incorporation guides for free. Call 1-800-941-5257. That's 1-800-941-5257.
Ah, yes, let's get ready for the roll call. Coming to you live from the Frog Lube Performance Made in the USA studio, this is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-807-4048. This portion of the show is brought to you by AmmunitionDepot.com.
27,000 square feet, 50 million rounds on hand, outrageous depth of selection. This is Ammunition Depot. Ammunition Depot is the one place to go for all of your ammunition wants and desires. And there's something always on sale. Whether self-defense or training, Ammunition Depot will astound you with both price and selection. You don't have to take my word for it. Go to AmmunitionDepot.com. Ammunition Depot, when it really matters, lead is worth more than gold.
Check them out at AmmunitionDepot.com. Let's talk about the yahoos on the Democratic side of this Judiciary Committee that we're on, in on this little charade. I'm harsh, aren't I? I shouldn't be so harsh on them, should I? Yeah, I should. Yeah, I should. Now then, first of all, let's go during Sotomayor's confirmation hearing. Senator Coburn, Tom Coburn, out of Oklahoma, tried to get her to issue an opinion on whether gun owners have a fundamental right to bear arms. In other words, you are going to be interpreting the Constitution. How do you interpret the Second Amendment? She would not make a pronouncement. Enter Sheldon, Senator Sheldon Whitehouse, who comes to her defense. He said he was worried that the judge had been pushed too far, perhaps in a lobbying way to expound on an issue that's probably going to come before the Supreme Court. Suggested that a message was being sent that nominees need to signal how they will rule on gun rights cases. He called it almost unseemly to seek commitments on future cases. Why Coburn did not immediately stand up and strangle this cat is beyond me. I would not have stood for none of that. None of that mess. If Garland received a confirmation hearing, he would say nothing to reveal his antipathy for the Second Amendment. We know U.S. Supreme Court candidates hide their personal jurisprudential and philosophical predilections during confirmation hearings, as coached. to avoid offending anyone, strengthening their chance of confirmation. She, Sotomayor, hid her antipathy toward the Second Amendment at her confirmation hearing. Judge Garland would do so at his confirmation hearing. Were a hearing scheduled. Grassley isn't planning one. Because if a confirmation hearing were in the offing, Senators Whitehouse, Leahy, Feinstein, Schumer, and the others would come to his aid, lest he reveal his aversion toward the Second Amendment. And Senator Grassley knows this. Leahy's intimation that the confirmation hearings are effective at eliciting truth is dubious and disingenuous. At the May 23rd hearing, he asserted, "What bothers me is because he, Merrick Garland, does not have a hearing, and they're not allowing him to have a hearing. His record is being smeared by outside groups, some of these PACs and others. Senate Republicans are denying a distinguished public hearing and a fair opportunity." No, Senator Leahy. Judge Garland's record, as revealed in our letter to you, isn't a smear. It's the plain, unadulterated truth. Truth to the American public would not learn at a public hearing. That's why Garland won't receive a confirmation hearing. And that's why Garland shouldn't receive one. No person deserves a seat on the high court who does not respect and revere our Bill of Rights. All 10 of them. Obama and the Senate Judiciary Committee Democrats, trifecta bet is Sotomayor, Kagan, and Garland. Obama is 2 for 3. He aims for all 3. He knows this. He knows that the 3, for those, you know, the 2 that he's got and the 1 he wants, Second Amendment is bad. They don't like it. He wouldn't have considered them otherwise if they did. He wouldn't have considered them if they were neutral on the Second Amendment, much less a proponent of the Second Amendment. He wants fanatics on the U.S. Supreme Court. He wants individuals on the U.S. Supreme Court who share his hostility. So let's talk about some of the players. Dianne Feinstein. Do I need to say anything else? The author of the assault weapon ban. Her resentment toward the Second Amendment is well known. Her remarks about gun ownership is legion. She took personally the failure of her bill to ban over 2,000 types of firearms and continued like nothing happened. Then there's Chuckie Schumer, Amy Schumer's cousin. He also attacks the Second Amendment with great gusto. In 1994, then Representative Schumer, with the late Senator Howard Metzenbaum, introduced a kitchen sink bill that covered everything from licensing to lists of weapons to be prohibited. It proved politically ahead of its time. Richard Blumenthal uses sporadic shooting sprees to couch attacks on the Second Amendment. He hoped that the Santa Barbara shooting would provide an impetus to bring back measures. He said, provide an impetus to bring back measures that would keep guns out of the hands of dangerous people who are severely troubled or deranged like that young man was. While that is sensible, the way he would actually apply this is not. His remark carries dangerous implications. Millions of Americans would lose their Second Amendment rights, even if legislators carefully tailored a law. Why would we trust the federal government to interpret the law narrowly? It's because it isn't likely that's going to happen. So. Now, before we exclude a group of Americans from exercising their Second Amendment right, give this matter a thought. Millions of law-abiding Americans may lose their Second Amendment right to keep and bear arms simply because their doctors prescribe an antidepressant for them. That's the way Blumenthal's little measure would reach out. Then there's Al Franken, who peaked at, he was in, what was the name of that place? He was in Trading Places, the movie. He played a baggage handler. Hilarious. Now he's now he's a senator. He is cagey, but his contempt for the Second Amendment is obvious. He sounds like a supporter of the Second Amendment. He says, Minnesota has a long tradition of gun ownership, and I support Minnesotans' right to own a gun for collection, protection, and sport. And I also believe that the Second Amendment protects the right against both the federal government and the states. But the right to own a firearm is not one to be taken lightly. I believe Minnesota struck the proper balance, for example, by requiring background checks and live firearms training for carry permits. What does he mean by proper balance? As applied to law-abiding Minnesota residents. What does he mean by proper balance as applied to all Americans? He means strict gun control. He voted yes on banning high-capacity magazines of over 10 rounds, which I call standard capacity magazines. 2008, he said he supported a federal assault weapons ban, but then Ali claims he supports the Second Amendment. So his claim means nothing. It's a trick. Senator Klobuchar, blocker, whatever his name is, he was heralded by Michael Bloomberg's anti-gun group, Every Town for Gun Safety Against the Illegal Mayors with the Moms, or whatever it's called. She suggests that she, too, supports the Second Amendment, but she doesn't. She asserts, I would do nothing to hurt hunting. But she also says she voted for bans on assault weapons and high-capacity magazines. They don't understand their actions belie their words. Then there's Dick Durbin, who fiercely attacks the Second Amendment. His distaste for the Second Amendment is as virulent and as venomous as Feinstein's. To his shame, he defends UN efforts to repeal our country's unique and sacred Second Amendment. He voted no to prohibit the use of funds by international organizations that require the registration of or taxes guns owned by the citizens of the United States. Back then, Senator Vitter, Republican out of Louisiana, pointed that SA 2774 is about an effort in the United Nations to bring gun control to various countries through the international organization. Then there's Delaware Democrat Chris Coons. Let's not forget him. Coons urges President Obama to use executive action to undermine the Second Amendment. So Coons, who was elected to legislate, would sacrifice Congressional Article 1, Section 1 legislative authority to a U.S. president simply to continue a partisan anti-gun agenda. Why do we even need to have him there at all? He can just go home. Or is he? He can go back to Delaware. We'll be right back.
Your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422. Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, libertyoncall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to libertyoncall.org right now. For not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's libertyoncall.org.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey Guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Welcome back. Coming to you live from the Frog Lube Performance, made in USA Studio. This is Lock and Load. Number to get in, 877-807-4048. This portion of the show is brought to you by AmmunitionDepot.com.
27,000 square feet, 50 million rounds on hand. Outrageous depth of selection. This is Ammunition Depot. Ammunition Depot is the one place to go for all of your ammunition wants and desires. And there's something always on sale. Whether self-defense or training, Ammunition Depot will astound you with both price and selection. You don't have to take my word for it. Go to AmmunitionDepot.com. Ammunition Depot, when it really matters, lead is worth more than gold.
If you see me shooting it in the video, that's because I got it from Ammunition Depot. Going back to Buffalo Barack Hussein Obama's PBS NewsHour town hall last week in Indiana. Barack Obama was asked a thoughtful, nuanced question by a man in the audience about gun control, the guy who owned a gun shop. His question that we're going to go back and look at and rehash it one more time is worth quoting in full because he not only artfully dodges the substance of the question, but ignores the salient example the questioner gives about why gun control laws don't seem to work in places with the strictest measures. So the question was, why do you and Hillary want to control and restrict gun manufacturers, gun owners, and the responsible use of guns and ammunition to the rest of us, the good guys, instead of holding the bad guys accountable for their actions? And, Mr. President, if I may, I'd like to use Chicago, your hometown, a city that has some of the strictest gun laws in the nation, a city that for decades and still is under Democratic control, a city that has an outrageous and even embarrassing murder rate, as my first example. Why can't we round up these thugs, these drug dealers and gang members, and hold them accountable for their actions, or allow the good people in Chicago access to firearms to protect themselves? Buffalo Barack, his answer is both defensive and dissembling. He first imputes an argument to the questioner that was never made, that he wants to confiscate guns. He says, at no point have I ever proposed confiscating guns from responsible gun owners. He answers a question that was not asked. Yet, you could make the argument that, in fact, Obama and Hillary Clinton have both proposed gun confiscation. After the Charleston church massacre last summer, he cited Australia's gun control reforms of the 1990s as an example that America should follow. He did so again after the Oregon Community College shooting last fall. What were those Australian gun control measures? Well, there was a ban on semi-automatic and automatic rifles and shotguns and a mandatory buyback program for the newly banned weapons. What was the penalty in Australia for not handing over your previously legal firearms to the government? Arrest and criminal conviction with up to 12 months in prison. By any reasonable measure, that's a confiscatory gun control regime, and Obama has publicly called for it in the United States. So yes, you have, Buffalo Barack Hussein Obama called for gun confiscation. But that's not what the guy was asking about. He was asking why Obama supports gun control measures that haven't curtailed gun violence in places like Chicago. He never got an answer. Instead, Obama rambled on about how we require people to get a driver's license before they can drive a car, and how regulating auto manufacturers requiring seat belts, airbags, reduced auto fatalities. He mused, why don't we treat this like every other thing that we use? Well, Mr. Constitutional Law Professor, because every other thing we use isn't protected by an amendment in the U.S. Constitution. On this point, Buffalo Barack Hussein Obama, you are either confused or you just don't believe that the Second Amendment is a codification of an individual's right to keep and bear arms, which was admitted to. I'm not even going to say affirmed anymore. I'm going to say it was admitted to by the Supreme Court in 2008 on the Heller decision. It's unlikely Obama would ever repudiate Heller outright, since the vast majority of Americans agree that the Second Amendment guarantees an individual right to own a gun. But it's a reasonable assumption, given the kinds of gun control measures he's called for. And, you know, just like Clinton couldn't get out there and say the Second Amendment is an individual right during her interview with Stephanopoulos. So, you know, reasonably, we can assume that, you know, he doesn't believe that. At the very least, he thinks we should regulate guns like automobiles. Then he sets up a straw man saying we are not allowed to do any of that when it comes to guns, because if you propose anything, it's suggested that we're trying to wipe away gun rights and impose tyranny and martial law. If you set aside the president's hyperbole here, it's not very hard to see how regulating guns like automobiles would necessarily lead to a repudiation of the Second Amendment, or how a mandatory buyback program on the Australian model would impose a kind of tyranny insofar as it would turn me from a law-abiding citizen into a criminal, just like it would you. His true opinion of the Second Amendment came when he explained how American citizens who are known to have visited ISIS websites, ISIL sympathizers, can be placed on a no-fly list. But because of the National Rifle Association, I cannot prohibit these people from buying a gun. Well, no, you can't prohibit American citizens who haven't been convicted of a crime from buying a gun because of the Second Amendment, not the NRA. Not once does he ever mention anything about Chicago, where the murder rate has increased by 72% compared with last year. In the first 3 months of 2016, shootings there were up 88% compared to the previous year. Chicago only begrudgingly allowed concealed and carry permits after the Illinois legislature passed a concealed carry law in 2013. And that happened only after the U.S. Seventh Court, the Circuit Court of Appeals, ruled that the state's previous ban on carrying a weapon in public was unconstitutional. Even with that law, as of November 2015, only 136,920 Illinoisians have a concealed carry license, in part because of Byzantine rules restricting who can obtain a license and where they can carry. And, by the way, those rules are all ignored by the gangbangers. But it doesn't make any difference. Don't bother asking the president about it, because it doesn't exist as far as he's concerned. Pointing these things out to him, getting out, you know, when he got out there and, first of all, why would you take that question where this guy doesn't ask anything about rounding up guns? And the president says, I've never advocated for confiscating guns before. Where did that come from? I think he was thinking about it. Maybe he thought that that's what he heard. But anyway. setting aside all of that, when you get out there and you propose the Australian example, the Australian solution, you are advocating for confiscation. When you got out there and you advocated for universal background checks, you were advocating for a registry. You may not think that we're doing the math, and maybe the majority of America is not doing the math, but unfortunately, Buffalo Barack Hussein, we're doing the math. We are doing the math all day long. All day long. So, you know, as far as all that goes, you can rest on your laurels on that one. Rest on it, buddy. 136,920. And the ones that have permits in Illinois have done a fair accounting of themselves, let me tell you. A fair accounting. One guy stopped a mass shooter. An Uber driver stopped a mass shooter. So, having said all of that, you would think that Rambo, Morocco, all these other, Hillary O, all of these, they would all be embracing gun ownership. Because somebody saved some innocent lives. But, no, they're not. They're not. They're just out there on the defensive. Well, I have never proposed gun confiscation. Well, not in those words, anyway. You know, the Australian solution, of course, if you actually read that, you would probably know what I was talking about. Am I actually saying this out loud? I shouldn't be. That's what he's about. That's what he's about. And the one constant denominator in all of this is that, like, you know, like I said, the Chicago gangs aren't paying attention to any of this stuff, any of this nonsense. None of these details matter to them. So, chew on that, Buffalo Barack Hussein. We'll be right back.
Agency Arms, a 21st century company founded by professional weapon operators. Agency Arms takes your carrier weapon and performs a lethal transformation designed to enhance function and manipulation, civilian or professional. An Agency Arms gun is reimagined to a degree its designer could only dream about. The slide, frame, and trigger refined to a deadly edge. To order or find out more, go to agencyarms.com. Now it's out in the open. Agency Arms.
Welcome to the Brotherhood.
Think education has to be boring? Because this is SDI. With the most effective distance curriculum available, your career in firearm technology beckons. SDI offers the most complete education with local hands-on training available. SDI expands and obliterates the traditional internet-based education format, further enhancing the SDI graduate's capability and desirability as a professional gunsmith. To find out more, go to sdi.edu and get ready to launch your new career.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
This is an alert. If your business or church is building this year, you're about to pay more than you should. This could mean thousands of dollars more for your office, retail space, church, or warehouse. A General Steel building can save you as much as half the cost and time of similar conventional construction. And we're offering rebates of up to $20,000 to help you build today. Call General Steel for free information that could save you thousands. Call 866-91-STEEL.
866-91-STEEL.
866-91-STEEL.